How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
So good.
You feeling like this?
Who doesn't on Monday morning?
Yeah, Mondays has that little bit of a surprise.
That weather, though.
It, doesn't
oh,
weather
it was
nice?
Awesome.
Gosh.
Man, I actually caught myself. We had some family over, and we went out on the deck, and after a few minutes, I'm like, it's kind of hot. Should we go back in? It's a little bit warm out here.
It's hot out here.
The sun was a beating down on us, and so now I'm trying to find the comfort the other way around. In fact, I almost got tempted to flip the old AC on, but instead to
mine's been on.
Has it?
Yeah.
We've just been trying to do what we can here with the windows open. And you're looking all prettied up over there.
Dave, you sure do look pretty today.
You going to another funeral or anything?
Why? Because I have black on?
Yeah.
You have more black on than I do.
I know. I always do.
Black's my color.
It's my everyday
color.
Black
is your friend.
Yeah, it is. Same thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't change much either. I'm just every once in a while, Deb will wear like a pink or something. Every once in a while, I'll wear a tan.
Like,
and
it's like, whoa.
We'll look at each other.
I don't even know you anymore.
Something wrong with you? Happy Monday. Monday morning, Secretary and the Statler brothers. I wish I could come in and tell you I had a dirty joke for you. You
well,
know,
I wish you I could too, but darn it.
Maybe give me a few minutes. Maybe I'll come up with one. But, you know, sometimes you do feel like Monday morning secretary. It doesn't matter whether you're a male or female, even though most secretaries are female. And that, which is not bad, which is not a bad thing. Administrative assistant, excuse me.
Yes, David.
Sorry.
Which I think that day is coming up too. Isn't that like the
probably
last week
is.
Of April?
Yeah, probably
it's
is.
It's secretaries, well, designated before as Secretary's Day, but
right.
Like you said, now it's Administrative Professionals
Assistant
Day.
Assistant Day or something like that, yeah. So I, but you do, you know, you kind of feel like you come in here and clean up after Friday's mess and, you know, everybody, I'm neat as a pin, and they leave a big gulp cup around or something. We have Passover beginning today at sundown.
Yeah, it seems like it's late this year. I thought it was around Easter, but
I thought when I saw that this morning, I'm like, what's wrong with my brain here?
But
I thought
it's
maybe
a totally
it was,
separate thing.
Yeah. It's Earth Day. Say
yeah,
hello
it is
to
Earth
the
Day.
Earth.
Plant yourself a tree today or
or bend down and kiss the ground, you know, and just bless the earth that we've been given to live on here. April Showers Day. We'll have some of that a little bit later on in the week. National Jelly Bean Day. What is your favorite jelly bean? Not Jelly Belly. I mean, I know Jelly Belly came along and put a whole new twist to the jelly bean.
I'm not a huge jelly bean fan.
No.
But I guess the red ones.
That's what I was thinking. Because weren't they kind of like a cherry
yeah.
something or other? A real tart, sugary cherry flavor. But that's kind of what the direction I'd have to lean to if I were going to figure out any kind of a jelly bean to narrow it down to. We're going to find out if we live in a green state or not. Speaking of Earth Day today, the greenest states, the least green states. And hey, let's throw this in there as well. The most outdoorsy states. And where does Utah
Heck
fall
yeah.
with that, right? Utah, we love thee.
Today is a great day.
Why? Why is that?
It is Earth Day.
I mean, I love the Earth.
Mother Earth has provided all this.
Earth Day?
Oh, much better than Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Protect Mother Earth.
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Earth Day has been around since 1970.
Best Earth Day ever.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
Showtime.
Yeah, happy Earth Day. Greatest planet in the world. I mean, I don't know if, you know, I haven't really lived on too many other planets, but I feel like this is the greatest planet in the world. Can we just say that? We'll just go ahead and own it.
Absolutely.
With it being Earth Day, we celebrate cleaning up our planet. A few squirts of Purell ought to do it, shouldn't it? Just take that little hand sanitizer and squirt it around
yeah.
in different areas. Hey, I didn't hear this. Couple other things that are coming up here in the news. First of all, we're going to touch on Morgan Wallen this morning. He finally broke his silence about his chair gate here and has you know, offered up a little apology, and got to get your little kind of get your take on that. And I also didn't know that the Disneyland, the performers there at Disneyland are trying to form a union.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you heard about that. They want fair share of the old barbecue turkey leg profits, and I'm sure they want to. Those things are selling like crazy. We want a share of that. Well, just among a few things. Now, we have our Instant Cash Song of the Day that we will announce here in 47 minutes.
We've also got George Strait tickets all week.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you about that, too.
Chance for you to win some cool stuff here on the Z. I mean, not that rain isn't beautiful. You know, we enjoy the, you know, beautiful rain that it comes along. It's sure awesome to see.
April showers bring May flowers, David.
Yeah, so cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you seen all the trees budding?
Oh, yeah. Blossoming. Those beautiful, stinky white trees are out.
Hey, I have those, too.
I know you do. And they're everywhere, and I'm riding my bike, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, they're beautiful, but then you're like, what's that smell? And
nasty.
You turn into...
But they are pretty.
Yeah. And then, of course, that stink usually goes away when the budding stops, and then the leaves pop out, and eventually they seem to kind of fade away, but... the valley just turning green. A lot of the everything is just starting to bloom and blossom, except for Deb's Chestal area. But then she's been waiting for that for a long time.
Yeah, that's just plain out simple not going to happen. It's Monday.
Wake up, everybody! It's 6:23. How about that Monday morning? Good to have you along. Hope your weekend was dandy. Hope you had a nice weekend, had a chance to soak in a few sun rays. You know, we're going to actually start to see people with sunburns here. They're going to get out and they're going to think, oh, yeah, I'm going to lay out for.
I got mine over with in Mexico. Seems like I always have one bad sunburn to kick off the year.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time it's just, you know, if you can't tone it, tan it.
Right.
Because it always looks better.
Sure, it does. And you've already turned into a reptile. And shed your first layer of skin.
I totally got
that out of the way.
Yep.
That happened to me, too. I'm not going to say that I'm not in that same club from the knees on down.
Is that the only place you got sunburned?
Yep. Everything else was fine. It was for the knees on down, right where I didn't put any sunscreen. And I know some people out there are probably thinking, what the crap? Why didn't you do that? You know, that's a dummy move. Because I was under an umbrella and in the ocean. And I thought, sun rays don't go through the water. Yeah, they do.
Oh, Dave.
Hey, but we love our Earth, right? And we love our water and our land and this beautiful place that we live. Earth Day today, just to honor the planet we all live on. Are you in a green state or a not-so-green state? We're also going to get some tips here from Alexa. Being more... Not that one. Not that, different Alexa.
Here are some Earth Day tips. Remember to turn off the water while brushing your tooth. Donate to causes that protect our natural resources, like rivers, forests, and the Kardashians. Only flush the toilet once. Twice if cops are at the door and you have a lot of drugs. And avoid wasting packaging by only ordering Taylor Swift's new album on vinyl, or cassette, or compact disc, or anthology. But not all four. Oh, what the heck. Screw it. Order all four. Hashtag Swifty for life.
What was it? 300 million streams?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable with the Taylor Swift thing. So a little hints there and help from Alexa this morning for Earth Day. Wallet Hub has ranked all of the states on how green they are based on a number of factors, including air and water quality, energy and gas consumption, climate change contributions, and eco-friendly behavior. Now, according to their research, these are the greenest and the least greenest states.
All right, green states coming in number 9, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maine, Hawaii, Minnesota, Maryland, New York, Vermont, greenest state, California.
Okay. So it's all over the country, really, if you look at it. I mean, Hawaii makes sense, right? The east and west coasts, it looks like they're now the least green states Arkansas, New Mexico. And it's not just the way they look. You know, we're talking like, what was that? Water and gas and all that other stuff. Gas consumption. And that doesn't count Taco Bell. Arkansas was in the top 10, bottom top 10, if that makes sense. New Mexico, North Dakota, Wyoming, Alaska, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and then the very least greenest states, West Virginia.
Utah came in at 22nd greenest state.
Kind of stuck right there. However, we did make a better list, which was kind of cool, and that was the outdoorsy list, which was awesome. I didn't even know they did an outdoorsy list, but they did the best outdoorsy states.
And coming in at number 7, North Carolina, then Alaska, Washington. Listen to these. They're, with the exception of North Carolina,
yeah,
they're all out west.
Yeah,
Washington, Montana, Colorado, Utah, second best outdoorsy state. I thought Colorado would beat us, but we beat them. But California came in as the best outdoorsy state in the union.
So whether you're looking to visit a state with lots of outdoor activities or even move to one, there you go.
Best states for outdoorsy people.
Except California, we're kind of tired of you moving here. if I may just kind of add that in as a little thought.
Thanks, Dave.
Californians, we love thee, but why do we hate Californians moving here? I can't remember. You know, I'm just going along with what a lot of people do. You know, so don't we go through life and you just hear people complain, well, Californians should stay home, stay in their own place. They're all moving in here and stuff.
I just think it's because they can sell their homes in California and come here and pay cash. And like, there's just,
with that?
It just brings a lot of people into the state.
It does.
You know how this happened to me? You know how when you live somewhere and then people start moving in like crazy?
Yeah.
And building and...
Yeah, I know. And it does kind of surround, you know, I mean, I think we hate change. You know, humans hate change and it's a little weird for us. But if you're trying to sell your home and a Californian wants to come in and pay you cash and give you a crap load of money, then you're not so mad at them. You're like, well, all right, that's not so bad. You want to do that?
It just makes, you know, more pollution, more water use.
Taking up more of our jobs, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
However,
I mean, there's pros and cons.
Yeah, but it is, we all get that way. Even if, man, especially if you live in a small town, you know, there's
people try that in a small town.
Try that. But there are people that kind of are like, you know, we kind of like it the way it was. I talked to people up there in the Heber City that have grown up there all their life, and man, the way Heber is expanded.
And then you move up there.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, but it's always okay if it's us. But anybody else.
That's right. And that actually ties perfectly in with our traffic, right? We're all perfect drivers. It's everybody else that
is
the problem.
It's everybody else that's the problem.
Right.
And it adds to traffic, too. The more people that move here,
it does.
The more cars on the road.
That is true.
It does. So stay out of rah. Get away. Go away. We're going to build borders around all of the state of Utah. Nobody can climb over the fence.
Somebody said, I saw Dave coming out of Provo Canyon on Saturday morning in his baby Titan.
Yeah. Now, hey, it might seem like it's a baby Titan when you're from a far distance, but when you get closer and closer, it looks a little bit more like an 18-wheeler, you know.
And people are saying people moving in from other states drives up home prices when people triple the money of anyone else coming in. They bid a home way over asking price. It's not about people moving here. It's about what it does to the housing market.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some much more intelligent reasons than what we came up with. But we get it. We get, like I say, we sort of just get kind of protective of where we live. And we love the people. And, you know, when I moved to the San Pete County, it took me a couple years before they even accepted me.
You were shunned.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Now, in general, it takes quite a few years to accept me, no matter where I am. And I appreciate anybody who does. I'm just kind of grateful that I can, you know, I pay my wife an allowance to stay with me. And it seems, so far, it seems to work. That's why I have to keep working until I'm
142. Stay strong, Linda. Stay strong.
All right, we are back, and we've got the Pledge of Allegiance for you, which kind of just disappeared here. Just a
second. Oh, it did?
No, it's all right. I've got it.
Coming to us from our open mic on our app. It's super easy to do. The app is free in your app store. You can do a whole bunch with it. One of those is send audio messages to the studio, including the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, we got this one that came in as well, so we appreciate that.
Hey, this is not Justin from Magna. The wife and I just got done getting a little squishy after she made me a sandwich, so I thought I'd say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror. Looking at the promise of the promised land. Helps pay the rent. One could end up going to prison. One just might be president. Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue.
Coming to USANA on May 30th.
Yeah.
We'll have some more free tickets for that show.
Little over a month away. How fun will that be? We want to give a shout out to the person who sent in the pledge, recorded it right there on our open mic section of the Z104 app. And all we know is that he's not Justin from Magna, but he did get a little squishy. And He just wanted to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
And his wife made him a sandwich.
Yeah.
Only in America, in my opinion, the biggest problem I have with Californians moving here is they bring their liberal BS policies and ideas with them. Then it changes the way we live. David, HOAs were probably started in California.
Probably. Probably. No, I get it. I get it. It can be a little irritating sometimes. You know, women are known for more than just making sandwiches and getting a little squishy.
Really?
Really? This blew me away when I read it. And I found out this year that women can play basketball.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Women actually make better whiskey drinkers, too. Whiskey is often thought of as a man's drink, but it turns out that actually women actually make better super tasters.
They pick up more of the subtle flavors than men do, which can be helpful for distillers or managers of high-end bars.
Now, here's the reason Dr. Francis Jack of the Scotch Whiskey Research Institute, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's one of my faves. Research has found that generally women have more taste buds than men. And which kind of makes sense. The overall perception of a whiskey is actually smell. Women have more smelling receptors.
Sure we do. Dr. Jack says
that you?
Dr. Jack says that women have evolved that way to be able to check the safety of food for their children. So the next time a guy tries to steer you away from whiskey, let him know that you actually appreciate it more than he does.
There you go. The whiskey connoisseurs of the world.
Women.
Making sandwiches.
Basketball and whiskey.
And making sandwiches. And smelling.
Oh,
and smelling things. Well, the silence kind of broken here for a little while, a few weeks ago.
He did that song last weekend in Oxford, Mississippi with Bailey Zimmerman instead of Ernest.
And Morgan Wallen, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome. Ever since the old great Nashville chair throw of 2024, no one really has heard anything from Morgan Wallen until this past Friday night. He basically was saying, hey, I wanted to let the dust settle a little bit, but he finally tweeted out and accepted responsibility for his actions.
He said, I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility.
Then he followed it up with, I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change, which then kind of signed off with his initials, MW. Some people thinking, did he really have to throw the tour part in there? But to me, I just looked at it like, people might be interested in knowing, is he going to do jail time? Is it going to affect?
Well, people have been speculating that people have been pulling his, you know, spreading, you know, how socials do. They spread rumors like
what?
Like in Denver, I think they pulled his banners off of the stadium. But I think it was because somebody else was coming through before him. And it was
right.
Anyway, so it sparked rumors, but no change in the tour. He played University of Mississippi, like we said last weekend. It was his first show back since Chairgate. It was a makeup show from last year when it was abruptly canceled minutes before he was supposed to go on stage.
Well, it kind of starts with a rowdy past.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now. But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me. And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight.
Rowdy is in Rowdy Roddy Piper throwing chairs.
Yeah, exactly. However, Rowdy Roddy, he was supposed to throw chairs. It was all a part of his thing. I don't know. What do you think? Do you feel...
I mean, I love Morgan, but I feel like...
Is it just me, or did I almost sense, you know, hey, I was rowdy back then. I guess I'm a little rowdy now still.
I hope he's taking it seriously, because that really could have killed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have. And I know that he was trying to address the fact that I have the utmost respect for police officers. I don't think he was really aiming for police officers.
No.
You know, they happened to be very close by, and it could have killed somebody.
He just wasn't thinking. It was a stupid thing to do.
But to address it as if, well, look, I love the police officers. Well, you know, you may very well love the police officers, and you may not have been throwing the chair at them. That wasn't the case. But he will be in court on the day that he plays in Nashville. I mean, he's going to have to go to court on it and find out how that whole thing is playing out. All right, it's time now to announce our Instant Cash Song of the Day. We do this. This is the song you'll be listening for this hour, 7 a.m. hour, and then again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250, and we're giving out $1,000 a day right here from this station, guaranteed.
So the song you're listening for today is Memory Lane by Old Dominion.
What was that?
Memory Lane, don't forget.
Was it?
It'll play this hour in the 10 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250 in cash. Win as many times as you can. There is no limit. No matter what you've won recently on the station, you are eligible to win the cash. $1,000 going out the door every single day.
I almost forgot. What was it?
Memory Lane, Dave.
This portion of the show brought to you by Your Shower. When was the last time you visited your shower?
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Let your boys be country.
Jason Aldean, his latest here on Z104. You've got it tuned in to Utah's number one country station with Dave and Deb here in the morning hanging with you. Hey, so maybe you need to clean your boys in the shower a little bit more, fellas. Speaking of the old hotel showers, it looks like with it being Earth Day today, AI, artificial intelligence in hotel showers, and boomers are less likely to be concerned about climate change. Just a few little interesting things to go along with Earth Day.
A new study suggests hotels could save water by bringing AI into showers. The idea is that there would be a screen that would provide guests with data feedback about their shower length and water use. One aspect could include a timer and encourage people to beat the clock. Supposedly, this could reduce the length of time they spend showering by more than 25%.
Crazy.
When I'm in a hotel, I'm like, I'm just not going to worry about the water, hot water running out.
You're just going to roll with
it. I'm just going to take
forever and
however
ever.
Long of a shower I want. I know that's very irresponsible of me.
But you also feel like, you know what's silly? And my wife sometimes doesn't get this, but when we're at a hotel, she's like, well, I think I'm going to wait because we're going to go to the beach when we yada yada yada, or we're going to do this. And then if we only stand up staying at that hotel for one night, I feel like even if I showered the night before, I'll shower again or something. But I want to get my money's worth. I don't want to go into
I got two showers in one day.
Right. Or even if for some reason you get to the hotel and it just so happens that you get there late, you get up and you have to maybe catch a flight, maybe you're whatever, and you haven't used the towels at all or the shower, I'll be like, I got a shower.
Well, I gotta use this stuff. I paid for it.
I'm gonna use one of the towels. I'm gonna make a little bit of a mess or something because I feel like I need to use this. Hey, a little roundup of some interesting topics floating around the internet here. Now, the first Earth Day was observed back in 1970, almost 55 years ago. So things have gotten worse in some cases. It depends on who you ask.
In a new poll, 70% of Americans say the amount of pollution globally has increased. 11% say it stayed the same, and 8% say it's decreased.
And in a separate question, 63% of the people said global temperatures have increased since 1970. 20% say the temperatures have stayed the same, and then 3% say they've decreased.
In both questions, Gen Zers and millennials are far more concerned that things are worse, while boomers are more likely to say that pollution and global climates are the same or better than they were back in 1970.
Don't you worry about
it's
it,
just
you little
fine.
Whippersnappers. We'll be fine. But many Americans are worried about that, what comes after them. 17% of the people say that they actually lost sleep worrying about the environment, while a little over half of them, a primary concern is that the planet won't be livable for their children and grandchildren.
And in another survey, 60% of us say that we make an effort to minimize paper use in everyday life. But only 31% of us say paper overuse is a major ecological problem. More people are concerned about water and air pollution.
And then, of course, like Deb was talking about in the study, the suggests that hotels could save water by bringing AI into the showers. The idea is that there would be a screen that would provide guests the data feedback about their shower length and water use, you know. So one aspect could include a little timer. Would that bug you?
Unnecessary. I'm not going to use it. If I'm staying at a hotel.
Well, I'm saying, but what if? What if there was a timer built in that said you can only take an X amount of time in the shower or the hot water goes off?
Yeah, that would bug me. I wouldn't stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would bug me.
Right. Like if you only had a 10-minute, what do you think is the longest shower you've taken?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Approximately.
I mean, bath, much longer.
No, shower.
But shower.
And I know it seems, even a 5-minute shower seems like a long, long time.
I don't know, maybe 20, 25 minutes.
Holy crap. Did you use the shower head?
What do you?
I mean, is that why it took you so long?
No. No, it just felt good. Sometimes I'll get in the shower and I'll sit on the floor and shave my legs.
Oh,
and,
okay. Yeah.
Get warm. Sometimes I'm freezing. And if I don't want to get in the bathtub, I'll get in the shower and just stay in there for a while.
And have you ever had the water temperature that you get used to so hot that you get out and your whole body is red?
Yes, absolutely.
You look in the mirror and you're like,
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I guess I spent a little bit extra time in the shower this morning.
It's Earth Day. A day that acknowledges how precious and finite our resources are. A day that brings together people fighting for the common cause of environmental change. And a day that makes it easy to surround these granola-eating, vegan-Nazi, hybridized, solar-powered neo-hippies and beat them senseless with raw, endangered meat. Let's get these hippies! Earth Day. Get into it.
Our intermittent fasting ongoing, is it good or bad?
Oh, good. I love when we talk about intermittent fasting.
Right.
Are you still doing that, Lee?
Well, occasionally I do.
Intermittently.
On purpose?
Intermittently. I do intermittent fasting.
Intermittently.
Okay.
I do it.
But I mean, I don't do it every single day anymore. Yeah. No.
I'll do it on accident. You know, sometimes I won't eat after 7 o'clock and then the next day I'll eat maybe at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know,
I don't know that I've ever forgotten to eat.
No.
Ever in my whole life.
Well, see, unfortunately, I'm bad. I'm really bad. I could go the whole day and not.
Yeah, same here.
I don't get hungry. I don't get hunger pains. There's something weird and wrong with me.
No, I don't know.
Oh, man, I wish I had that.
I'm the same way. My wife will have to remind me all the time. She'll like, have you eaten today? And it'll be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, no.
And it's not good for you.
Yeah, because then
it's
I end up.
It's not good for you to
then
not
I end
eat.
Up eating all the way up until 10 o'clock at night. I got to make up for it. I haven't eaten all day. I got to make up for it.
So, Deb, be grateful that you get little hunger pains.
It's probably better that
It's better that you're eating.
Oh, they're pretty big. They're pretty big. Like, if I don't, if I miss 2 or 3 hours, I feel like I'm starving to death.
Hangry.
But yes. It's not like you eat, like, a huge meal every time, right?
No.
Well
see, that's what I mean.
But it may be a huge snack.
I think I would be better off if I actually had, like, little, if I snacked little things through the day. But yeah. I don't.
They say that's better for your body anyway.
Yeah.
And your metabolism and everything else is
exactly.
It, goes along there. But
where my body, my poor little body, thinks I'm starving it, so it stores every last ounce of.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're not going to get anything else until, 24 hours from now. So we'll just put it in our thighs.
So it's not a meal, Deb, but it's a king-size bag of cheese sticks.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I'm like, did I just eat all that? Well, that'll tide me over till dinner. We never fade.
Never fade, never fade. OD. Old Dominion. Forgot the name of the song, though.
It's Memory Lane, Dave.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
There we go. Huh. I wonder what that is tied into here today. Morning, Z104. You happen to be caller Z. Can you say cha-ching?
Cha-ching.
There you go.
Who is this?
This is Trent.
Trent, you're a big winner.
You can head home rich.
Thank you.
And you can keep winning. Did you know that?
Yes, I've heard that.
All right. Yeah, that is the rumor, and it is true.
Now, Jeff, are you at work? Trent, I mean. Trent, are you at work?
Yes, I am.
Is that why you're trying to kind of play it cool, but really inside you're about ready to pee your pants, right?
Yeah. I need to get up and walk to a more quieter area.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to scream right there, Trent.
If you're mobile then, Trent, go ahead and we'll wait. You just get up and walk to a quieter area, a more noisy area. Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's it? That was the change?
You work in a crazy office, Trent. Man,
I could tell. I could tell that you now are away from people when you say hallelujah.
All right, you're Trent. Our latest winner. That song is going to play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours today. It's $1,000 a day going out the door from Z104. This is not a national contest. Trent, where are you calling from?
I am in Midvale, City.
Midvale, Utah. Love that.
Now, what's your boss's name?
Which one?
Or are you the boss? Oh, man, I know. That's the way it is around here.
My immediate boss's name is Lisa.
All right. You tell Lisa that you're calling in rich. And you just say, hey, I'm happen to go home and just, I'm going to go shopping. We appreciate you playing along with us, buddy. Thanks for tuning in to the Z and jumping in on part of our Instant Cash Song of the Day. Again, Old Dominion, Memory Lane. Listen for it into the 10 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hours. And again, like we mentioned, Trent, you can just keep winning. Who's giving out the most?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Speaking of gym, I ran into an old gym buddy of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Not too long ago.
Oh, well, do you want to say his name or?
Yes, his name is James Neff.
James Neff.
You know, your old buddy James Neff. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we go way back to the bench press. Go way back.
And you don't even remember him, do you?
Well, yeah, that's what he said, that he knew, you know, like, man, it's been probably close to over 40 years, but
yeah,
back in high school days.
Oh my gosh, where do you work out?
Well, I met him. I was playing golf with one of my buddies, and we got teamed up with him. And I was talking to him that, you know, we got talking about
bad golfers,
listening to the radio, and I said, yeah, I listen to Dave and Deb in the morning. He says, I know Dave. Next time you're on the radio with him, tell him you met an old gym buddy of his.
And Dave remembers him like it was yesterday.
Oh, gosh, man.
My good old buddy, James Neff.
Yes, yeah. Well, sometimes I'd call him Jimmy, and so that's why really threw me off a little bit. But
understandable.
Anyway, thanks so much, Trent. We appreciate you. Hold on a second. We'll grab a little info. Okay. And, of course, we want to give a big congratulations out to Trent Folger, our latest winner in our Instant Cash Song of the Day. We appreciate him tuning in and waking us all up with some cash.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Yeah.
Trent Folger waking up as a cash
good one, Dave.
Winner.
This morning. Good one.
I know. It's a little bit of a stretch, wasn't it? Bailey Zimmerman and Where It Ends, right there. That's the name of the song. So it looks like that there are really actually people that get their mouths washed out with soap.
Over the years, I got to be quite a connoisseur of soap. My personal preference is for Lux, but I found Palmolive had a nice piquant after-dinner flavor. Petty, but with just a touch of mellow smoothness.
A Christmas story.
We've got some listeners. Man. Michelle Mansell, I got my mouth washed out with soap. I hated it because my teeth would scrape the soap and leave pieces in my mouth.
And usually it's because of something you say, either a swear word or...
I said the N-word once. Got a nice gold bar of Dial soap put in my mouth, and I never said it again.
Oh, Kelly, all you have to do is just go on to the Today Show. Michael Strahan will tell you.
Callie Gurman said, yes, I got soap in the mouth. So it did happen.
Oh, my gosh. That brings back memories. Even though you and I, you know, we're just a couple of young pups. But it does gold, the gold bar of dial. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Man. A poll asked if they've ever actually had their parents follow through with washing their mouth out with soap. And they say that about 12% of the people actually said yes.
They didn't break it down by age, but from the comments, it sounds like it's more of an old school thing that it isn't done as much anymore.
Maybe because not everybody has the bars of soap these
Let me
days
squirt
either.
Some shower gel in your mouth.
Get over here. I'll put some of that Old Spice body wash in your mouth, and you'll never say that again. It seems even worse to pour, you know, some kind of fancy stuff or liquid down your mouth. That would even be
too expensive.
Weird. Yeah, no kidding.
One person said, my mom tried to do it with my sister, and she bit down on the bar and swallowed part of it. Whoa. My mom completely panicked, and that was the last time that happened.
And then another person joked here, soap actually tastes pretty good from what I remember.
Somebody said, Dave and Deb, my dad had that lava soap that had pumice in it.
Yeah.
I remember calling my mom the B word, and he grabbed me so fast, put the lava soap bar in my mouth. That stuff doesn't come out right away either. It only took me one time to learn, but my brother was a little slower and got to taste it 4 or 5 times before he figured it out.
Wow.
Casey Heyman, my mom would put cayenne pepper on our tongue.
I was going to say some people do Tabasco or some really hot sauce or something like that that would really sting for a little while.
I did get liquid hand soap. Oh. I used to threaten my kids with a pump of the old soft soap. It was a little more effective than trying to fight with the bar. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to worry about, like, if one of your kids can't breathe through their nose and you put the bar of soap in their mouth, it's a little...
I always begged for the bar soap, so I didn't have to get the Dawn dish soap. We had to bite the bar of soap. Not only did they put it in our mouth, we had to give it a bite.
Now, growing up, what bar of soap would that have been in your house?
Irish Spring.
Ours was Zest.
Or Ivory.
Yeah.
Oh, Zest.
Zest.
Wow.
We use Zest, that green bar of Zest.
Oh, yeah.
All growing up. I don't even know if that exists anymore, honestly. I don't even know, but... I know that Irish Spring still does.
It does.
Zest.
Yeah.
Still does?
Yep.
Wow, well, about
and
that.
It still looks the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you still buy Tab, that drink? Those are two things that I remember growing up. Wait, my mom would drink Tab, and we had Zest bar soap.
Tab was a Diet Cola soft drink produced and distributed, introduced in 1963, discontinued in 2020.
All right.
My friend's mom used to drink Tab all the time, and she just got a Tab can tattooed on her arm.
Oh, that's cool. In remembrance of her mom.
Her mom's still alive, but she got one little tattoo for each family member and what they love or something that they'd
really
be remembered by. And her mom's,
did it turn out to be a whole arm sleeve?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
A different, you know, like line art.
Right.
Like one has musical notes and one has the Garth Brooks logo and her mom's was a Tab can.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was pretty cool.
What was your mom's beverage?
Fresca.
Okay.
It was Fresca.
Yeah. All the way. All right.
You're not clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Yes,
that was
it.
The motto. I forgot about that.
All right. Do you guys have allergies?
I don't. I had them as a kid and I had to take like hay fever medicine, we called it. But this year, I have had horribly itchy eyes. I don't know why. So that was a long answer.
You'd think, no, it's
but,
maybe that is it.
I don't have allergies, but I have itchy eyes.
I don't know what the deal is this year.
You don't think it's... No, wait a minute. You said you have itchy eyes, but you don't have allergies.
Well, I think it is allergies.
No, Lee was saying that, too. Same? Is that what you're saying, Lee?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But you don't think it's allergies?
No. You said, when Dave asked if you had allergies, you're like, I did as a kid, but I don't now. But I have had itchy eyes. So I'm like...
No, I'm saying I do have allergies this year.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know what's different.
And I don't know why.
Well, they say that there's actually a higher pollen count this year.
Because probably that we had some good moisture.
We had quite a bit of moisture in the winter, so...
I get that. Interesting. Okay, thank you. Let's check this out.
And now, here's your spring allergy forecast from the Weather Channel. Today, mostly stuffy conditions with nasal passages expected to be blocked for the entire week. Tonight, expect an uncomfortable mix of sneezing and wheezing as you struggle to breathe. Local radar indicates a high pressure front moving into your sinus cavities. Precipitation from watery eyes, heavy at times. Also, a severe nasal drip flash flood warning is in effect until the pill you just swallowed kicks in. Chance of having to show your driver's license at the pharmacy while purchasing Claritin D to prove you're not running a meth lab in your basement, 100%. This has been your spring allergy forecast from the Weather Channel.
Da, 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 da. There you go. Do you take a little Benadryl for it?
Maybe? I haven't been taking anything, but I might, because it's getting pretty bad.
Because you're like, I don't need this stuff.
Yeah, like my eyes are all like swollen.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
All right. So can you see this?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that finger.
Okay. Yep.
Loud and clear, Dave.
Mostly sunny here for the next few days. We're looking at 72. A beautiful day today.
Right now, it's 49 and cloudy downtown.
Coming up, we're going to be giving out the first keyword in winning George Strait tickets. We will be doing this 5 times a day. We have 5 keywords for you. 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. Those are the hours that you want to be listening. They're at the top of the hour. We'll announce the keyword. And then you have all of those keywords tomorrow morning, 7:15 a.m. You'll be able to rattle off those correct words to us. And you'll be heading off to win or to see George Strait in concert June 29th.
Little Big Town and Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
What a show.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about, that's like a triple threat right there in a way. Morning shout-outs on the way here, too, coming up in about 9 minutes. Chris Stapleton and Think I'm in Love with You on Z104. How cool was it that we had Kevin Bacon and Payson over the weekend? And how cool was it that Payson made national news?
Now I gotta cut loose, foot loose, kicked off the Sunday shoes. Please.
Kevin Bacon visiting the high school, of course, from Footloose, which was Payson High School, 40 years ago.
Kevin said, 40 years, blows my mind. Things look a little different around here. I'd say the thing that looks the most different is me. It's amazing the power this movie has had just to kind of bring people together.
I don't know, man. He looked pretty good.
Yeah,
if you
he
saw
did.
The news clips, you know, I mean, it was pretty cool that he, I mean, he was pretty chill. He mingled with the kids. He took selfies. He helped stuff some bags for a charity that he has called 6 Degrees, and
said people connect on the basic ideas in the movie, standing up to authority sometimes, being forgiving to people who are not exactly the same as you, and standing up for your own freedoms and your right to express yourself.
Students have been campaigning for Kevin to come visit and even offered to support his foundation, the 6degrees.org. They pledged to create 5,000 essential resource kits to contribute to the foundation, the goal of 40,000. And how cool was that to be able to find that niche, you know, to be able to find that hot button for someone to go, you know what? That's pretty cool. They must really want me to come out there. Now, he didn't stay for the actual prom itself on Saturday night. He said he had to get back for some filming and stuff, but the daytime thing was pretty cool.
Kevin thanked the students for giving back to the community and to those in need. He said, I'm thrilled we're going to be working here together today. So
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, maybe you got your mouth washed out with soap if you were dancing seductively.
When I was 14 or 15, I talked back to my dad, and he put soap in my mouth, and it was so nasty. Somebody else said, we got liquid dish soap or the wooden spoon with holes in it. Katie Daly, my mom used everything to punish me. Soap in the mouth, a wooden spoon across the butt.
Yeah,
a yardstick or a hairbrush across the butt, all of which have been broken across the butt.
You know what would be interesting to me, and I know we got to do our keyword here and shout outs and traffic and everything else, but let me just go ahead and take up more time.
Okay. let's run late as usual. We don't want to do anything on time.
But I think to go along, I just want to expand that little thing where have you ever had your mouth washed out with soap? I would like to hear from all y'all if you feel like you would do something differently or if you are parenting differently. Do you look back on your childhood and go, you know what? Maybe a swift spot on the spat on the butt helped. You know, maybe everybody's too soft nowdays.
I'm not one to ask because mine was so irregular that I don't even.
And look, I'm not crossing over to child abuse stuff. I get it. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there was a little bit sterner, more stern discipline that I think some of us look back on and go, you know what? Maybe some kids nowadays do need a little swift.
Those kids kick, need kick. It. Lori swift Apple kick. Says, I hate the smell of Irish Spring for that reason. My mom not only did that, but we got the belt afterwards. She'll probably be making friends with your dad, Deb, when she gets to her final resting place. Brandy Anderson said, we got the soap at my house. It was Caress.
Oh, yeah.
Take a big mouthful of Caress. My mom would stand in the doorway of the bathroom and make me lick the gooey side of the soap 10 times.
Ew.
That is why I will never buy Zest. Tobacco. And I will never buy that either.
Now,
ours was Lever 2000.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one, too. Again, to go along with it, do you feel like it made you stronger? Do you feel like the other generations back then maybe have a little bit more respect? Because of the way that we were disciplined or certain ways that we were raised up versus these snowflake kids that are.
Dave, everybody knows what you think.
all right, here's our keyword to win some George Strait tickets. We're going to give you five keywords. We're going to do it right now again at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. Every 2 hours on the odds.
Check is the word. Check. Write that down. That is the 8 a.m. word for straight to George. We'll do another word like Dave said. 11, 1, 3, and 5.
Be caller Z tomorrow morning, 7:15. All of the five correct words, and you've got two tickets to head off and see King George on June 29th.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
All right, bring him on out. We've got a lot of them coming in here with text. And also, if you want to call right now, we can throw them on that way as well.
Yeah, I want to shout out happy birthday to my niece, Paige Lewis. Happy birthday, Paige. Love you. Thanks for listening to Dieter Schuneman. He's my neighbor Mark's buddy and says he listens every day to the show.
Oh, that's cool.
So thank you so much.
You don't hear that name anymore.
Dieter Schuneman.
Dieter F. Uchtdorf and Dieter Schuneman.
Schuneman. Shout out to Josh from Salt Lake City. Ran into him at Elk Ridge Middle School at a basketball game I went to on Saturday.
Right on.
Also, I was at NPS. Want to thank Sherry Downard for coming by and saying hi. Malik MacArthur, Taylorsville, says he listens every day. Harry Begay of Grantsville. Chris, Michelle, and Paulette stopped by. Their little entourage said hi.
Yeah, they did. They stopped by mine as well.
Ed and Steve, also known as Stead, stopped by to say hi. And love those guys. They're off to New York City. Hope you guys have a great time. Scott and Gary stopped by. And Sean and Jade from West Jordan say they listen every day. And then we have, can you please tell Nora, today's going to be a good day. Love, Mom.
Heck yeah.
Kristen says, shout out to Easton and Paisley for killing their soccer game over the weekend. Keep up the good work. Tiffany Douglas, happy birthday to my granddaughter, Gracelyn, yesterday. Hope you had a great day. Nana loves you. And I think it was Tiffany's birthday as well.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Happy birthday, Tiffany Douglas.
A double. Hey, on the phone, who is this?
It's Wes.
What is your shout out?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How about you?
It's the first time I'm calling in. You want to walk me through?
No, you're just live on the air. What do you want to do? You want to do a little shout out to anybody?
Yeah. Let's see, to my foreman, if he's listening, I want to go home.
All right. What's his name?
Good luck with that.
Jeremy Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Jeremy, let him go home.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, man, we appreciate you calling in, listening to us, too. Nice shout out, all right?
Thanks. I'll be listening at 11 and the rest of the time.
Right on. Awesome.
Love that.
Keep listening for those keywords to win the George Strait tickets.
All right. Brenda says, my son Daxton wants to tell you all that it's my birthday and he'd love to hear my name on the radio as we drive to school. My name is Brenda Ruckert. Carly Rowe, happy 8th birthday to my sweet boy Gray. I love you so much. And on a side note, I gave my daughter Harper a bar of soap for saying fudge.
Oh, the word of
the
all words.
The old apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Carly. Shout outs to my amazing, crazy, almost 2-year-old daughter from Peyton Oliver. Happy birthday. And to my crazy, cool Aunt T-Bird, love you all. Brooke Allred, I'd like to give a happy birthday shout out to my beautiful sister, Kelly. Happy birthday to my Clark. I'm proud of you, sweet girl. You're becoming proud of the sweet girl you're becoming. Have a great day at school and wonderful first day of being 8.
It's great to be 8.
And then we have a couple more birthdays. Dan Heap, Mike Giolis, Vanessa Medina, Drusy Pashos, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Cool. Love it. Here we go. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. Morgan Wallen and, of course, Eric Church and Chairgate. Little apology coming from Morgan off of a tweet that he sent out in other news.
This is not headline news. Today is Earth Day. Taylor Swift will be recognized for her efforts in recycling most of her albums. Taylor Swift's new album is out. Some say they don't like the new song Fortnite because it has nothing to do with the game. Caitlin Clark has signed a $20 million deal with Nike. See, for those of you concerned she wasn't making enough in the WNBA, all the while never intending to buy tickets or watch a single game on TV, she'll be fine. And the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are getting a reality show on Netflix. There's already talk it could be the biggest hit of the 70s. This is not headline news.
300 million streams in one day.
I know. I was part of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. All weekend.
You streamed
the... I mean, there's 31 songs, so it's quite a time investment.
Yeah, that would be.
To the whole thing.
I mean, even the Dangerous album had, what, 24? What was that? I can't remember. That double album of Dangerous and Taylor Swift breaking Spotify records, her new album, the Dead Poets Society, whatever. The
Dave, I'm having trouble remembering
poets,
what it is.
The poets of the poets of the tortured poets, the tortured
poets department.
Just after it dropped on Friday, it became the most streamed album in a single day. It also first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. In addition, Taylor is now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. The track Fortnite, featuring our very own local Post Malone, is the most streamed song in a single day.
Now, in the video, she's wiping her face and Post's tattoos appear on her face. And then he appears in the video tattooless.
Oh.
At least facially tattooless.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. The album sold 1.6 million copies in a single day, which is pretty much unheard of anymore because nobody buys music anymore. 600,000 of those were on vinyl as global young girls blow their entire savings on all the different variants. I think it was $49.99.
I was going to ask
for the
how
album.
Much?
I think it's $49.99.
For the vinyl?
Yeah.
Jeez. Post Malone says that he was floored and beyond honored to be featured on Taylor's new track, Fortnite. Now, doesn't he get a cut of that?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he does.
So, of course, he's flattered.
The Fortnite the Fortnite video features Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles, two of the stars of the movie The Dead Poets Society. There you go, Dave.
There, that's where it comes in.
Josh says he had to keep it quiet and couldn't even tell his kids about it.
Patti Smith says that she was moved to be mentioned in the title track, The Tortured Poets Department.
If you bought a physical copy of the album, you got a cool bonus. It's a poem by Stevie Nicks printed inside. Stevie is mentioned in the track Clara Bow.
Now, are you all over this? Is it people in your household that are all over this? Or is it a combination of both?
Both.
Okay. On the song I Hate It Here, Taylor sings that she would like to live in the 1830s, but without all of the racists. The internet has some thoughts about that too as well, I'm sure.
Emma Stone is credited with contributing oddities to the song Florida. No word what that means, but she'll at least get a cut of the royalties.
And you obviously, if you've downloaded this thing or done whatever, you probably know more about this stuff. All this stuff is like new to me because I haven't even
yeah.
I haven't even heard the Fortnite song.
It's called Thank You, Amy. And the K, it's all lowercase, but the K is capitalized and the A, the I and the M is capitalized. And
oh,
Amy
little Kim.
Spells out Kim. And it's a total, you remember
total the, diss on you Kardashian?
You remember the thing where Kanye West said, Taylor Swift, I might even sleep with her. Taylor Swift said, I never agreed to that being in the song. And they played some doctored tape. To the inner, they were saying that she agreed to it.
It's on again.
And then when the real tape came out, she did not. And so she dissed Kim in this song. And it said, I can't wait for your daughter to come home singing the song about you written by me.
Oh, man. Oh, so, man.
It says something like that in the song.
We got another cat fight going on now. The new album got a terrible review from Paste magazine, but get this, they didn't even publish the critic's name because they were afraid for their safety. Apparently, a Paste writer who gave Taylor's album Lover a bad review 2019 was greeted with threats of violence back then.
Taylor Swift inspired pet names surged ahead of the release of the Tortured Poets Department album.
Do you have a favorite? Listening to.
I like Fortnite because it has Posty in it, and I like the video. Thank You, Amy. I love because she's giving it to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I like Daddy, I Love Him more out of personal reasons than this happening to me. Some of the lyrics in Daddy, I Love Him, to me, don't really have to do with a love story. They have to do with society more. Than a love story.
So do you find it is a pretty good mix of like some slow and some fast and some whatever?
It's really poetic. You have to really like Clara Bow is about a 20s silent film star who was really big in the day, and then Talking Pictures came out and she had a really bad Bronx brogue accent.
Okay.
And so people discarded her. Just because of that.
Wow.
And I think it's a lot of hurts that Taylor's been through. I know she's rich and she's a billionaire, but she's been through a lot of shiz.
Yeah.
I get it. Wow. We all have.
Well, yeah, but
we all have. But I think that's why some of these songs are really relatable because we've all been through a lot of shiz.
And all of these things, this stuff was really, I think, recorded before Jason, right? Or Travis.
Travis.
Sorry. got his brother involved already before Travis. Because there isn't anything in there about any song about Travis, right?
I think The Alchemy is about Travis. I mean, nobody, I don't think Taylor's really said definitely that this or that, like even not it's about Kim, but when the K-I-M is capitalized.
Well, yeah.
The Alchemy, because an alchemist is someone who takes something and makes it better, I think.
Okay.
So I think that's about Travis.
You can kind of apply that.
I mean, honestly, I had favorites that I was flipping through, so I didn't get all 31 songs listened to over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot.
But I liked it. I think it's very poetic. It's very deep. It's very adult. There's a lot, which may upset some moms, because there's a lot of F word.
Yeah, I understand there's a lot of explicit throughout, which is out of her character, really, up until now, right? I don't think she's ever had any albums that are very explicit.
I think there's been a couple of songs that maybe were, and so far I don't think there's been any clean versions released, but there may not be because I don't know how some of these songs you would do cleanly.
Right.
But about half the songs have the F word in them. It's very adult, very mature.
Fun language for the kids to pick up on there. And the message. Dump It or Dig It, coming up next, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Hey, we all know Daryl Worley, right?
Yeah.
And Justin Moore and Chris Jansen.
Oh, are they all together?
They have a new song out. It's
Chris Jansen's.
It's a Daryl Worley song.
But we're going to see what y'all think about it. And somebody's going to win tickets for Country Jam Colorado.
Cool.
The entire festival over there.
Right on. That one happens in June. And we'll get to that next.
Now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, Daryl Worley teaming up with Chris Jansen and Justin Moore. Now, Daryl wrote the song. It talks about finding solace and joy in driving circles in a field after a long day's work. It's called Tractor Time.
Man, CJ is grabbing onto quite a few people here. His little duo with The Rock Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and now he's in on this one as well.
And I think physical labor is really, it's really good for your mental state. Uh-huh. I really do.
And every single one of these guys probably have had their hands dirty in one aspect or another in that.
So we want to know what you think about Tractor Time. Text us 385-292-1043. You're going to win tickets for Country Jam Colorado, June 20th through 22nd. You'll see artists like Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum. Prices go up this Friday, so get your wristbands now. Go to Z104Country or countryjam.com for your ticket link. But right now, somebody's going free on the Z, somebody and a guest.
Pretty cool. Now, look, if you want to just call in off the studio line, you can do that as well, off that same number that you would normally text as well. Either way, you can use that out. It is Daryl Worley, Tractor Time, Dump It or Dig It.
Ends, day and night, and I've been rode hard, put up with, ain't had time to catch my breath.
Boss man keeps on nagging, keeps my hind end dragging. I could wake up dead if I don't clear my head.
Gotta have some tractor time, little break from the daily grind. Drop that bush hog down, go round and round, get the whole
song. There you go. Daryl Worley featuring Chris Jansen, Justin Moore. Song called Tractor Time. What do you think? It's our Dump It or Dig It song this morning.
Shane says, this stinks. I love the lyrics, but the sound is terrible. Somebody else said, I didn't think I'd like it, but it's cute. Lindsay Ream says, I can relate. It's good. It's upbeat. Laura Facer, I like it. Dig it. Heidi says dig it. AJ is digging it. Lynette McElprang, Sheila E., Melanie Farias, Jen Jensen says dump it. I'm digging it. Absolutely dig it. A little slow, but great. Not the best song ever, but not the worst one I've heard. Matt Weekly. Andrew Pace says dig it.
Who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Wayne.
What do you think?
I dig it. I grew up on a dairy farm here in Vineyard, and that time on the tractor was special. We even had horses.
So heck yeah.
So the words and everything kind of made... All right, I'm just going to say it was okay. I do like the lyrics.
But exactly.
Anyway, we'll find out. Thank you much.
Thanks.
All right, okay, cool. Love you, bye.
Randy says, dig it, or didn't like the group singing it. Dig it, everybody needs some tractor time. Devin Alt, Renee Woodward says, dump it. Katie Daly is digging it. Laura Malone, I love it. Melanie Heekis says, dig it. Jason MacArthur is digging it. Crystal Heath, digging it. I was making fun of that song at first, but after the line about for my baby, it's just shopping, I have to dig it. Dump the hell out of it, Rhonda Hubbs. Dump it, Brenda Wanless. Dig it, great beat. Char from Cache Valley. Denton Bingham says, dig it. Amber Allen, dig it. It's kind of fun. Josie, I like it, but it sounds like your typical country song. Jason Robertson, dig it. Haley Cruz, I can dig this. Daryl Worley can go back into hibernation. Dump this. Nathaniel Thompson. Kay Colosimo says, dig it. Misty Dalton, dig it a little. It might grow on me. Damien says, dig it. Sounds like something I'd listen to while I was baling hay. Dump it. It's too slow. Not digging it. Russ Keen, soft dig for now. Ticey Wright, dig it. I like it. Lisa Bramwell says, dig it.
I didn't find it slow. That's what we want to know is... your honest opinion on it. I mean, it wasn't like a slow song, but...
Yeah, Corden says, dig it. That's some catchy shiz.
Who is on the phone?
Hi, this is James.
What do you think, James?
Dig it.
Right on.
100% dig it.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, love you. Bye.
Julie Blake, dig it. Love the 90s country sound. Rhett Taylor, dig this one. Jason Sipes, dig it. Colette Ziegler, dump it. Dig it. Nice beat. Carson Cook. Parker Merrill says, dig it. I'm going to say... 75-25.
Okay. All right. Let's grab a winner here. Cool prize on the line, though. You want to tell us what that is?
Yeah, we have two wristbands for the entire Country Jam Festival, June 20th through 22nd in Grand Junction, Colorado. Remember, ticket prices go up Friday, so get them now at countryjam.com.
When the music stops, her scrolling will stop when she's scrolling the mouse over there, and so it's very important that you pay attention when the music stops.
Thanks, Dave. My screen froze. We gotta do it again.
All right, sorry. We'll roll it again here.
All right, no name, but it is where did it go? Gosh. It is a 910-910 number, 801-910. I will text you. We will get these Country Jam Colorado tickets to you. I will have more of those tomorrow with another Dump It or Dig It, and it's all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Now, I didn't get your opinion. And I know that this puts you in kind of a thing, you know, because I can say how I feel, but yet you're the PD.
I love the thought of it because, and not that I have a tractor, but I have a lawn tractor, and that is so therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was okay.
Yeah. Kind of how I kind of felt.
But that's just me, and it's fine if you loved it or hated it. I just...
It wore on me.
I love the idea.
Yeah. All right. Dump It or Dig It, like Deb said, is brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters, where, again, you can elevate your adventure game right now with an adventure bundle. The top cargo bag, the side cargo bags, they're like saddle bags pretty much if you want to look at it that way. So three all in all, you can pack a lot of gear in there, including a free Baku tent. It is a very cool bike packing tent, trailside repair kit. The whole bundle is valued at about $600, and that's brand new when you that's free with a brand new bike purchase. So all you have to do is just go to baku.com, BAKCOU, check it out. And you will absolutely be saying the two words that I've been saying now for years, game changer. Baku for the whole family. Again, baku.com. Love you, miss you. Mina, whoa, I just slipped on somebody's phone on stage.
Luke, come on. Luke Bryan fell flat on his back while performing in Canada Saturday night. So did Morgan Wallen, almost did.
Yeah.
He was raining. And every time he'd go to move, it looked like he was sliding on ice.
Oh, wow.
It was raining so hard. At first, it looked like Luke slipped on a fan's phone, but new footage shows that he slipped and then landed on the phone.
Oh, okay. Because I was sitting there thinking, okay, first of all, people, if you're up that close to the stage, you might want to pick up your phone. Unless they're chucking it up there. Now, some people are chucking their phones up there, thinking the artist will pick it up and maybe do a little selfie with it, you know, stuff like that. After falling, Luke kind of laughed it off, joked that his lawyer will be calling. He also asked the audience to show him footage of the slip from a fan's phone, and he played it for the camera. So there you go. A little bit of a slip up there with Luke. It is a little bit of a mystery as to why we think that things are good. Eggs are good, then they're bad. You know, coffee's good for you, then it's bad. Red wine's good for you, then it's bad. Intermittent fasting, then it's good, then it's bad. There is yet another study has come out that shows that intermittent fasting is a good way to lose weight. And once again, it shows that the reason is for this is that you'll consume fewer calories overall.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins divided people into two groups where both took in the same amount of calories, but one ate in a small window during the day, whereas the other ate at normal times. Both groups lost a similar amount of weight, so it's not the when, but simply how much. But experts point out that if intermittent fasting helps you reduce your calories, it's a good way to diet.
Yeah. Well, then maybe we're back at it again, huh? They were saying it was good and bad and then good and bad. And so
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
I suppose. I would imagine that the cleansing process of having maybe nothing but just water would probably, I think that's probably a good thing. I think that's, a healthy thing for the body to sort of get cleansed. It all depends on what you eat those extra 8 hours, though.
Yeah, if it's nothing but Twinkies.
Right. You can fast for 16 hours, but then if you're, if you got 14 Big Macs.
I'll do pretty good. And then all of a sudden I'm like, nope, screw it. I am so hungry.
Yeah.
And then I just mess up the whole day. And then I'm like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do better. And then I'm like, nope, I'm really hungry. And it's just a pattern.
So you're kind of normal then, the way all of us are.
Yep.
Coming up. We're going to give you a chance to win an all-day Lagoon passport with Name That Tune bagpipe style. That's on the way.
I love it when we do that.
Yeah, right before 9 o'clock. Right now, we are looking at a really decent day today. Beautiful, 72 degrees, and then we'll be warming up to 74 tomorrow. And by Wednesday, 78, more rain on the way later on in the week and into the weekend.
54 and partly cloudy downtown.
Stop, everyone. Listen. Jelly Roll. And if you're halfway on your way to Lagoon, well, then they might be closed today. I think they're only open on the weekends. If you would like an all-day Lagoon passport, then try to identify these songs. We're going to be doing a little Name That Tune played on the bagpipe. Are you ready?
Ready.
Number to call, 385-292-1043. Okay? Here we go. Name this one. First person to call through and name this one, and I know that y'all want to be trying to catch up on this. This is a good little value here. All day Lagoon passport, good anytime during the 2024 season, which runs now through the end of October. This is harder than I thought. Because now I'm sitting there trying to remember. Can you hear it?
No, I have no idea what it is. You don't know what it is?
Oh, I do. I know what it is, but... Oh, crap. For some reason, when I put these things together...
That's it. And now it's like...
And I thought...
What?
You know how sometimes I'll do stuff on the recorder, and it makes total sense to me, and then we play it on the air, and you're like, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Misty.
Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you... do you know what song it is?
No, I have no freaking idea.
But thanks for calling.
Morning, the Z. Do you know what song it is?
Is it Eye of the Tiger?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I should have known that.
I know.
That's like my biking song.
Okay, so now that you know it, let me play it again, okay?
But I don't hear it.
There you can hear a little bit of Eye of the Tiger. There we go.
Well, look, you got it. I can kind of hear it there.
Yeah. What was your name again?
It's Melanie.
Melanie.
Holy crap, Melanie.
Yeah, we went from... the blasting bagpipes to Melanie.
It's Melanie. Are you like hiding underneath your desk at your cubicle at work?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Melanie, well, you're going to Lagoon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hold on a sec. We'll get the information from you.
That's pretty cool. Do you want to do a soft shout out to your work?
Not today.
No,
not
really.
No, not really. Don't want them to know that I'm hiding in the closet playing radio games.
Nah.
All right. We'll sprinkle in a couple of more of those coming up into the 9 o'clock hour. Since that one was so easy.
I feel like a failure because I love that song.
It's hard to pick out.
Wow.
I mean.
I know, but a lot of people texted it in. I had friends texting it in, and I couldn't hear it. I feel like a failure. Sheesh.
However, you are spot on with music, but sometimes if we play it like even on a marching band
I gotta hear like the original hit I can't get it.
Right.
So, you know, name that tune, they play it on the piano or whatever. I don't think I would do very well.
Yeah, because that is tough. And especially when they don't start out just with the intro. I mean, sometimes it's right in the middle
Rising
of a song
up,
or something like
straight to the top.
Right.
And I'd be like, do do do. I'd be like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. You gotta dig into your Irish roots there.
I guess so.
I guess. That's what I did.
That's Scottish though.
I am Scottish. I mean, not like
well, I'm not
from
Scottish.
Scotland,
Irish.
But
I'm Irish.
My grandmother's from Scotland, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you poked your head in, said that you knew it, but I wanted to tell you that you are not eligible.
I know, but I wanted to be.
Hey, here's something that you could do. You love yard care, right?
I mean, I love like working it. In the yard.
And you love your tractor. You kind of call
like
it your lawn tractor right?
Yeah.
You might want to consider jumping into this.
The National Association of Backyard Gardeners,
in conjunction with your local True Value Hardware store,
present the Better Homes and Gardens Hot Rod Lawn Tractor Pulling Championship!
Yeah.
See top weekend gardeners and their monster lawn tractors at Lido!
Sod busting!
Turf building!
Yard mulching!
Wood hauling!
Bird bath moving!
Frenzy of Fertilizer! See Bob the Green Thumb Johnson and his nitro-burning, methane-belching, belt-driven Yardman 500!
Wait on a 2-foot path of wood chips in only 16 seconds!
See Ed the Number Cruncher Fleckman and his rear bagging Toro 6000.
Dig a 20-foot in-ground sprinkler trench before the sun goes down.
It's grass cutting,
weed eating,
snow plowing, lawn tractor action.
The Better Homes and Gardens Lawn Tractor Pulling Championship.
Be there.
Be there.
Be there.
I will.
Be there.
Shut up.
Be there.
I got tickets.
Be there.
And bring your camera.
I didn't entered the old D100 in that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rear bagger!
I have one.
Is it
I
a rear bagger or yeah, a side bagger?
Hell yeah, it's a rear bagger.
And now, Dab Terminal, the rear bagger, John Deere! Cardi Pierce, Chris Stapleton together on that one. Earth Day today, three easy things that we should be doing to help the planet. How about stop wasting leftovers? It'll save you money, too. Now, do you eat leftovers?
I do, but not always.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of the time eat them.
Do you eat leftovers more than other people in the household?
Yes.
Okay, same here. Yeah. I will, very rarely will my wife eat leftovers. It's very, same. It's not like she's snooty about it, but I, man, it'll save you money to just make it a personal rule. If you buy food, eat it. It also takes a lot of water and resources to grow all of those vegetables to buy and just let rot.
Stop overusing napkins. Do you really need more than one to get through a meal? Are you that bad at eating? It also seems like no one uses cloth napkins at home anymore, even though they're more sustainable.
Oh, I haven't used a cloth napkin at home for ever.
I don't think I have either. Oh, no. That would kind of like be going back to cloth diapers, which I know some people have done.
Still?
Yeah, I know some people have done it.
Are they a part of a service, or do they wash them themselves?
No, they just wash them themselves.
Can you imagine putting the poopy thing in the...
I know, Dave.
Trying to rinse the poopy,
I know.
Anyway. It's so Little House on the Prairie to me. I don't know what the deal is.
Much more sustainable.
And back to number one, too, the thought, just a little thought came to me where it says stop wasting leftovers. Have y'all ever gotten in certain kicks of like, well, I'm going to be healthier? So I go and I buy vegetables, fruit, I buy Triscuits, I buy cottage cheese, I try to do this stuff, and I'll be danged if some of that stuff just sits in the fridge rots, and rots.
And then you throw it away.
Yep. I reusable. I'd rather work out an hour longer at the gym so I can still have a Big Mac or whatever. I know that it's counterproductive, but reusable grocery bags.
Yeah. Stop telling the checkout person you forgot them at home again, and don't pretend you'll really reuse all the plastic bags you've got balled up. It's not that hard to remember once it's a habit to bring your reusable grocery bag. It might seem like these little things won't even make a dent, but if we all did them, it might, or at least it's a good place to start. So why not do them? Why not stop wasting leftovers? Stop overusing napkins and bring your reusable grocery bags to the store.
Do you do that?
No.
I don't either.
I've never done that.
You and
that.
I are horrible for the environment.
And I probably should. I know, I'm terrible.
We suck at...
This makes me feel shitty.
I'm not a tree hugger. I'm not a... You know, and I just...
I'm terrible.
However,
to my children that I'm leaving you with a terrible planet.
And however, the people in here say, stop doing this stuff because you're never going to use all of those things that you've got balled up in. Actually, we do. That's our...
All of them?
Okay, not all.
That's what it said, was all of them.
Well, I know. But I'm kind of skimming over that part. But I do reuse them. That's what we put in the little garbage can liners for the bathroom.
Yeah, you put your mail
in
those.
Mail. Yeah, and my mail and bills and everything
That's
else.
That's what you put your tax records in.
Right. It's a good filing system, actually.
Absolutely it is.
Because there's the white ones and the gray ones and the tan ones. There's three colors, and I have a perfect system for
it. All the tax records are in the Target bags.
You know, you're not far from the truth there, actually. But we do reuse them. You don't go out and buy liners for the little garbage cans in the bathrooms, do you? Or the bedrooms?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So you really are way worse than me then.
I am.
You are.
Yeah, I totally am. I actually buy plastic to put in those. Wow. I do get paper at the grocery store, though. I just like the paper better.
Yeah,
so not like I'm trying to be a good person. I just like the paper better.
But they don't always offer paper, like Harmon's does, but, you know.
Somebody said there's a couple in my ward that use plastic grocery bags to make sleeping pads for homeless people. So I take mine to them, and they make those. I did hear about
that. Are they actually stuff them?
I think they weave them. They weave the plastic into a sleeping mat.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
What a brilliant thing to do. Good for you.
Yeah.
You ought to do that as a business. How come they don't? Yeah. They should do that as a business, not just as a little relief society project.
Don't do anything to help your fellow man.
No.
Make it a business.
Make money off of it. What are you thinking? I mean, come on. Hey, bottom of the hour.
How much you give me for this sleeping mat? I know you're sleeping outside because you don't have any money, but how much you give me for this sleeping mat?
No. You know what I mean. No, not the homeless people. I'm talking about somebody just go ahead and say, hey, we're going to... I'm not talking about that. Oh, geez. All right. Anyway, so... Coming up, we're going to be doing some more Name That Tune, bagpipe style, and then Battle of the Sexes here towards the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, cool, we have Monster Jam tickets at 9:30 with Battle of the Sexes.
Too late.
Jordan Davis.
Too late.
Tucson, too late. Right here on your number one country station, Z104. And thank you for making us that. We owe it all to you, our three listeners. And we appreciate
thank you now, so much.
Now, if you guys would just go out and tell two people, and those two people would tell two people.
It's MLM at its finest.
It is. Six things the Earth would say since it's Earth Day today if it could talk. Stop fracking. It tickles. Hey, do you like my belly ring? I call it Arches National Monument. 5 billion years old and filled with plastic. Huh. Am I a planet or Madonna? Things the world or the Earth would say if it could talk. I know climate change is bad, but it is nice to get hotter with age. My favorite R&B group? Duh. Me, Wind and Fire.
Duh.
And the final thing that the Earth would say if it could talk, the only thing worse than getting mooned is looking at Uranus. Okay. We, and from the Earth's perspective, that's exactly what happens, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to do bagpipe Name That Tune. You ready?
Ready.
Call with our lovely number that you would call.
385-292-1043.
Yep, that's it. And as soon as you get on the phone, we're going to just go ahead and grab the first caller, and then we'll see if you know what it is, and then we will move on until we get the correct answer.
I hope I do better at this one.
Didn't quite catch Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, excuse me, Eye of the Tiger.
No, I didn't quite catch it at all. I still couldn't even hear it when you told me what it was.
Yeah. I couldn't either, and I'm the one who put this thing together, and so it's a little tricky when the person who does the contest doesn't even know what they are. So, morning, what's your name? Okay, they probably are thinking we got to listen to it first, and then we'll call. But I can play it down the line for you. So if you want to start your calling now.
385-292-1043. We're playing for a Lagoon All Day Passport. You can use it any day this entire season, including Friday.
You have to warm up.
Sorry, Dave.
No.
First of all I can hear is Copperhead Road, and then I'm like, is it Figaro?
Right.
No. Neither one?
No, neither one.
Okay.
I will put it into a, if this very first person doesn't get it, then I'll go ahead and put it into the category, the genre category, and see if you can.
All right.
Who is this?
Hey, guys. It's opera singer Mike.
Oh, hey, dude.
Good.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, he's better than
I am.
I'm
walking my dog, so this is really awkward.
Oh, that is awkward.
Well, you know, but that's a good way. It's a good way to get your dog's attention. Then we'll go ahead and play ours.
You're listening to Dave and Deb on Z104.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. That's now, you're beautiful. Very musical, Mike. Do you know what it is?
Pretty sure it's Sweet Child Mine.
That's it.
Oh, yep. That's what our texters were saying. Good job, Mike. You're going to Lagoon.
Let's play it again here. Yep, and then you'll hear it, Deb. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It always makes so much more sense when you know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, you're heading off to Lagoon. Pretty cool. It's a all-day Lagoon passport for you, bud.
I think the last time I went to Lagoon, I was like 14, and I rode on the little sky things trying to pick up girls. So it's been a while.
Well, you can still do that again.
Perfect. I mean, if you need to pick up girls, maybe you already got one. But if you
I got a pretty good one. So
if you already have a good one, then you can still take the sky ride together with your sweetie. And if you see Deb down there, you know Deb has she's all over Lagoon, and because it's her backyard.
Yeah, I just
her
walk
freaking
over
backyard.
There, ride a few, eat a few, go home.
Yeah,
I was actually going to ask: is this do these tickets include parking at Deb's house?
Yeah, absolutely, they do. I'll give you the address when we're off the air. You can come park in front of my house.
Yeah. In fact, she has an open invitation. In fact, go inside her house.
Lunch there?
Yeah. You want to come in, see what's in the fridge, use the bathroom, whatever you need to do, Mike. It's fine.
I'm sure.
Way better.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
This is pure VIP treatment.
Absolutely. It is. We aim to please here at the Z.
It is better than that.
Yeah.
And look, we're happy for you. Go and enjoy that pass. Lagoon open on the weekends, of course, kicking into full gear here. In not too long from now, really, as we get a little bit closer to Memorial Weekend and school starts letting out, and I'll have the staff and personnel to go ahead and just do that full time. Keep it here. We're going to do one more round of Name That Tune bagpipe style coming up before now, and let's go ahead and throw it out there before 9:45. How's that?
All right.
Let's get into that. We got Battle of the Sexes coming up here. Right after throwing on some Jake Owen on the Z.
It was yesterday.
Take you back. I was Jack, you were Diane, and that is Jake Owen. Little spinoff of John Cougar and Jack and Diane, obviously. Now, we were talking earlier about feeding the animals. It's Earth Day today. How about not taking little bear cubs and pulling them out of the...
I could not believe when I saw this.
Is this not crazy or what?
Man.
I mean, who in their right mind would do stuff like this? But, you know, who in their right mind would throw a chair off a roof? do not feed the wildlife, or, in other words, don't grab them out of a tree either. This comes from the Idiot File. Group of women in North Carolina were caught on video last week pulling bear cubs from a tree so they could take selfies with them.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Now, it happened near an apartment complex near Asheville, which is sort of near numerous forests and has a large bear population. Now, the video was sent to the wildlife authorities, but when the biologist Ashley Hobbs arrived, just one of the cubs was still there.
It appeared wet and cold and is now being cared for in a rehab facility. The selfie takers aren't apparently facing any criminal charges, but Ashley Hobbs says, "We let them know how irresponsible and potentially deadly it would be for that cub to be separated from its mom."
Why would you not?
You've totally altered the cub's life now, because now it's in rehab facility.
Exactly.
I don't think they can turn them loose. I don't know. I'm not a bear expert.
But I think you're onto something. I mean, I think that's the same thing. You know, it's the same thing that you're told about humans handling, you know what I mean? Like maybe cattle maybe some kind of an animal where if you as a human step in too much with animals, then the mom is like, screw it. I'm out. It's got the scent of the human on them. I don't feel like, you know, there's this instinct of the mother sort of abandoning if they feel like there has been some intervention there. So, and again, I'm not saying that's all cases, because I know there's going to be the farmers and ranchers and people out there going, you're stupid, Dave. And And the, for the most part, you're correct. But, you know, I have heard that that could be the case. But in this, especially with wildlife, I mean, if you step in and then intervene here, then this is something.
I just that, can't imagine climbing a tree and get baby cubs out of a tree to take a picture.
To take a selfie.
Oh.
Has this world become so obsessed? Well, people are losing their lives. I mean, there's people that are getting leaning out over edges and cliffs so they can get that perfect selfie and then falling and dying. You know, so yeah. Has social media gotten out of control for a long time? Absolutely. Let's battle it out.
All right.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
Okay, we have a couple of tickets for Monster Jam. You can experience big-time family fun at Monster Jam May 4th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. At Monster Jam, world champion athletes and their 12,000-pound monster trucks tear up the dirt in wide-open competitions of speed and skill.
Kind of was expecting a little bit more ballsy action. 12,000 pounds, that thing right there.
12,000 pounds!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not really.
Say, do the edge thing.
We'll give you the, we'll sell you the seat, but you'll only need the edge, the edge, the edge.
Now, does that hurt your voice?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I'm going to have a sore throat for the rest of the day, yeah, but that's okay, Dave.
But, you took one for, but you took one for,
that's all right.
For the team. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, this is Alyssa.
Alyssa.
All right, Alyssa, we'll find you a man, okay?
Okay.
Do you need a man?
No, I've got a good one.
All right, good.
We'll find you an extra one, all right?
At least for the battle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give a shout out to your good man.
His name is Ryan, and he is just a great dad and husband. So
awesome.
What was the name one special thing that Ryan did over the weekend? And you know where I'm leading with this.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, but you go ahead and tell us.
Oh, well, we got to go out on a date on Friday night, so that was
fun. Good. What'd you do?
We went to a gala that was a fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Do you guys try to make a regular date?
No, we're not super good at that. He is actually a master's right now, so I'm hoping when he gets done with that, we can start.
Oh, yeah, he's regular. Busy.
All right. Well, then that, well, you guys can get acquainted later on.
right. I'll meet him again.
On the other line, are you a guy?
I am.
All right. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick and Alyssa. Alyssa, we're going to go first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Today is football player Marshawn Lynch's birthday. Which of these famous sports quotes did he make in 2015? We're talking about practice, I'm just here so I won't get fined, or you play to win the game?
Probably B.
Mm-hmm. It's A. Oh, no, it's B. No, sorry. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. It is B. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yep.
I can't believe that's been 9 years
isn't
ago.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
It does not seem that long.
No, it doesn't.
Boy, I remember him making that comment, and it's just like, yeah, I'm here just so I don't get fined. I mean, at least he's being honest, I guess. Nick, here's your question. Today marks the birthday of actress Amber Heard. She played a painter in which of these films? The Danish Girl, Factory Girl, or Frida?
Do A.
A, yep. The Danish Girl, which is actually Deb. She likes Danishes.
I do. Oh, I am Danish, and I love the Danish.
Yeah.
As in pastry.
There it is.
All right, Alyssa, which of these has an overfill prevention valve? Lawnmower, propane tank, or toilet?
That sounds like a propane tank.
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Here we go. Nick, what is the term for the process of lightening hair color?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Extensions, bleaching, or deep conditioning?
Bleaching.
Yes.
All right, we're tied at two. Alyssa, which comic book series features characters such as Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America? Justice League, Suicide Squad, or The Avengers?
The Avengers?
Yes, 3 for 3.
That was kind of an easy one. All right, Nick.
Oh, this one's so easy.
What is the process of transferring a plant from a container to the ground called? Seed saving. Now, that's actually more along the freezing. That's actually
next.
Okay, maybe it has nothing to do with that. I thought maybe it had something to do with being in a freezer. Rerooting. Okay, so seed saving, rerooting, or transplanting.
Transplanting.
Yes, 3 for 3.
We're tied at 3.
And Deb's going to hold up a finger. Fingers between 1 and 10. Alyssa, I believe you got through first. You get a guess first.
Okay, I'll go with 5.
Okay, and Nick?
Go 1.
Oh, it was actually 8.
It was 8. Alyssa, you're the winner. You've got tickets for Monster Jam May 4th at Rice-Eccles Stadium, all right?
Okay, awesome. Thank
and,
you.
Thanks, Nick. You can play again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Now, Nick, we need to just be fair. Your chance to do a little shout-out to your person.
I'm going to do a shout-out to my wife, Shelby. We're expecting our firstborn in July.
Oh, that's so exciting. Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
Boy.
And do you have a name?
Jackson.
Oh, I love that. Is cool. I have a little nephew named Jackson.
Aww.
I love it.
Well, that's then awesome. There was no seed saving on
that
one.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Okay. Yeah, Nick, way to go.
Well, he did the hard work. He totally did the hard job.
Oh, yeah, for sure he did.
All right, we will be right back in just a little bit. Oh, wait, no, I've got to do our thing. I promised. We got to do one more round. All right, who won? Who won on that one?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, hold on the line. All right?
Okay, yep.
Alyssa, hold on the line and...
Alyssa, are you on our text line?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I could do? I could do it after the break.
All right, we'll
get
it
your
after
information
the break.
Right
we
now.
We lied, not 8:45.
So my bad. Yeah, I was
more
trying
like
to get
8:48 or something.
Yes. but anyway, we appreciate you being a little patient with us. We'll get on our final round of Name That Tune bagpipe style and a chance for you to win an All Day Lagoon passport coming up. Okay, we're back. One more final round of Name That Tune bagpipe style. A lot of hot air flying around here this morning.
Up for grabs, we have a Lagoon all-day passport. Lagoon now open weekends. You can use this pass any day of the 2024 season, including Frightmares.
There we go. There we go. Did you catch that?
No.
Oh, right there it again. Okay. All right. The first person through. Hopefully, you'll be able to catch that.
No.
Okay. When you hear it, now don't say if somebody's texting in.
They're not.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Nobody knows what the hell it is, Dave.
I know, because actually nobody's even calling, which I'm like, oh crap. These have been a little bit tougher than I thought. And when I it's one of those times where I'm thinking, oh, these are going to be spot on. Whoa, what the hell did I just do? Well, let's take that out of the mix there for a minute here so we can. Get on to our.
All right. Do you want to do a genre clue or anything like that?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Wait a minute. Morning, the Z. What's your name? Crap. All right. I'll go a clue. It is classic rock.
Okay.
Slash. Contemporary crossover ish kind of in, you know. And then does that help?
Not. It doesn't help me, but it might help somebody else.
Okay, let's play it again because nobody's calling.
I'm terrible at these.
Look, Jim, you don't even have to worry about coming in. we'll cover the next 5 hours.
Yeah, we'll be here till about 3 when then, CJ comes on.
I don't know what the hell they're playing right there, but it's coming up here. I'm going to put it on pause right there.
All right, let's see.
Morning the Z. What's your name?
It's Becky.
Becky,
is it an AC/DC?
Is it what?
AC/DC?
No.
AC/DC?
No, oh, but no. Try again.
Yeah, please.
Since you're
please
the only
try
one,
again.
Actually, since you're the only one calling, just try again. Here we go, Deb. And now this is gets into the part where it might sound more familiar.
All right.
Okay. Morning, what's your name? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Cece.
Okay. Cece, what do you think it is?
We're just starting out with an easy question, your name.
Is it Escape?
No,
the
it's
Pina
not.
The Pina Colada song?
No, that, I can see where you'd see that, though. Oh. Try again. Morning, the Z, what's your name?
Natalie.
What is it?
Is it Mary Had a Little Lamb?
That's what I thought it might be. So thanks for not making me embarrassed.
No, it's not. Try again.
Somebody said this reminds me of when we did Flute Combs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Terry.
What is it?
Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
It is not. Try
not
again.
Not Fast Car.
Morning,
okay.
The Z. What is it?
Hotel California.
There it is.
No way.
Na 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 na. That was the tune I was trying to help you out.
Oh my
with.
Gosh, who is this?
This is Colton.
All right.
You are a winner. You've got a Lagoon all day passport, all right?
Nice.
Yeah, very
nice.
Cool. You can use that anytime this season, all the way even through Frightmares as well. We appreciate you playing along and saving us from having to work the next 5 hours to try to figure out what that song was, okay?
Oh, that's a piece of cake. That was easy. I knew right.
No way. Was it really?
No. No.
I'm like, man, I really
did a little. That's how I got it.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. We'll grab a little more information as we pass along some information that we have $324 in the jackpot for the mystery sound. And hopefully you can figure out the mystery sound easier than bagpipes.
The mystery sound comes up at 10:50, so jump in on that. Go to the website, see all the wrong guesses, all the clues, and see if you can figure out who it is. Memory Lane from Old Dominion is the Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day. It's going to play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250. $1,000 a day going out the door here at Z104.
And just as good as a lot of cash here, too, because George Strait coming to town on June 29th, and we're doing keywords. So the next one coming up in just a little over an hour from now at 11 a.m., at 1 p.m. for with the Jimmer, and then 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. with CJ, and then we'll do the 8 a.m. word, and then all five words add up to 7:15 tomorrow morning. When you call in and give us that George phrase that pays, and you're heading off with a couple of tickets to George Strait.
So get in on that. Lots going on.
On that one.
Plus just a lot of great music, a lot of fun, and no more bagpipes for the rest of the day.
You know, sometimes the bagpipes can wear on you just a little bit, can't they?
Somebody just said.
Is it just me?
Somebody just said, my hell, now my dead mother-in-law used to think she could play the bagpipes. This brings back some real bad memories.
However, is it not the most beautiful thing? We go to Mountain View.
At a funeral, it is.
And on Memorial Weekend, the gravesite that we, I mean, you hear him play Amazing Grace and some other things, and it really is. Super pretty. There's but the Hotel California.
But we've had enough today, Dave.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You ready?
The Hotel California. I'm a genius because I was 0 for 3.
Well, that's okay. You did it, and
I tried.
We appreciate all the people who won this morning. Hey, did you know that we're only we're only one day into the week?
It's been a long day. Happy Monday, everybody.
I'm sure that people are saying the same thing. They're like, hey, do you guys plan on playing the bagpipes every day through this week?
Nope.
We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
Are we finished?
Done.
So what, that means the show's over?
Yep.
Over.
Over.
Goodbye.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Goodbye.